Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start the day with Boomer and Geo, mornings 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
11 o'clock here in the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
It is After Hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Couple of programming notes. I will be with you for the next 3 hours, so all the way up till 2 a.m. If you're hearing my voice now, then this doesn't apply to you, but I guess if you're not hearing my voice now, how the heck do you know I'm saying it? But perhaps it'll get to you. Maybe someone will send you a carrier pigeon and say, oh boy, I don't know if Lugie said this or not, but this is what I think he said. And that is the fact that I'll be the first voice on the air after this game is over. And it is far from over in terms of the Spurs winning. They have come out in this half tight. The Knicks have come out looking real, real strong. And now the Knicks are an opportunity where they got to go. It is 10 minutes left in this game. And they are down, I believe, what is that, 18?
18.
Yeah. Okay, now they got to go. 10 minutes to go, this is the time to make that big charge and put the fear in the Spurs' heart. Because this is Madison Square Garden, and this is a situation where you got to get this game going in that direction as we approach under 10 minutes at MSG with the Knicks down 18. But that's the key. That is the key. Let the Spurs get super tight. Let this be a close game, and let them have to execute, which they have been not great at in these first couple games. You know, they don't necessarily have that. You know, Wemby is great. He's going to be an electric player. We know that. But as far as late in the game execution, he's not there yet as a player. Harper, who's incredible. I mean, Don Bosco, Rutgers, the whole thing. He was 19, basically, most of this year. He's sensational, and he could get whatever he wants to the tin right now. So that's obviously something that the Knicks are going to have to stop and continue to stop. But the Spurs are not shooting the ball well. And I just look like, they look like a team to me, the San Antonio, that wants to get the heck out of here with this game and get back to their building with the series tied too. If you're the Knicks, don't let go of the rope. Continue to battle. Continue to chip away and get this game to where it's tight and let the Spurs get tight. That, to me, is the key. And now the Spurs are just feeding Wemby down low, which is, by the way, a smart strategy. Why they wouldn't do that in the third quarter. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it objectively, like it's idiotic to not do that. That might have been a... We can't do play-by-play, but I was just about to make a comment about what happened in the game. But the refs didn't call it, so it's all good. All good. The Knicks have gotten so many bounces this year. It's amazing. They're down 17 now with 9 minutes. They got a little bit of that lady luck on their side. I said that to everybody a week or so ago. When you can combine the skill that they have, the experience that they have, when you can combine all of that stuff with a little bit of lady luck, that's when you're really cooking with gas. You need it. In every great championship run, you need a little bit of that. You need the basketball. Listen, the basketball gods turned their backs on the Knicks for 53 years. 53 years. We as Knicks fans, if you have been around for 53 years, or for some of us like me, you know, 40 years, you're knocking on that door, you know, a lifetime, hoping that the basketball gods would answer it and give us some of that little bit of luck. And they haven't. They've ignored us. Well, now they're starting to answer it. They're starting to answer it. Okay, Knicks down 15. Let's get this, with 5 minutes to go, let's get this to 10. 15 now, let's get it to 10 with 5 minutes to go. The Spurs' strategy clearly here, and it's a smart strategy, is to just lob the ball up to Wemby. That's a smart move. That is a smart move. They got away from that in the third quarter. And now they're starting to get to that again. There's not a lot of answers for that. You just have to, and I know this is not exactly like breaking and like greatest analysis ever, but you just have to hope he misses. You just have to hope Wemby misses those layups and do enough things to disrupt him. Maybe punch him in the junk. Do something. Hopefully you get away with it. Pull on his shorts. To me, the two things the Spurs, if I'm just looking at this, like, again, objectively, lob it to Wemby and Harper, just get to the basket, because both of those things are pretty unstoppable. But yeah, if you're the Knicks, we got it to, what is it now, 15?
Was it 8 minutes left?
Yeah, there's about 8 and change. So this isn't even where they were at with the Cavs. That was 22 with slightly under 8. That was 22, slightly under 8. This is 15 with a little over 8.
And against the Cavs, they cut that deficit to 22. Like, they didn't even need the 8 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I think they, what was it, like, they had, there was 3 minutes left when they cut it?
Yeah, and then it became like a game. It became just like a game within the game. Exactly. And that you could, because in, and it's really, it's the Knicks, but it's also the modern NBA. You can go on 10-0 runs in a blink of an eye. You can go on a 10, and that's why people, when people are like, oh, the game's over, it's like, are you serious? You can go on a 15-0 run in 2 minutes. I know you can't just always expect to snap your finger and go on that type of run, but teams are very capable of doing it. And the Knicks are just as capable as anybody on going on insane runs. So within a blink of an eye, this lead could be evaporated. That would be best case scenario. But for me, it's chip away. It's get this under 10 with about 5 minutes to go. And then execute down the stretch. Continue to fight. And that's what we love about this Knicks team. They fight, they fight, they fight, they fight, they fight. That's what they do. And they're fighting in this game. Just like they fought in the last game, in game 3, when they didn't have their A-plus game. They fight. That's what we love about them. Let's go to Brian and Scotch Plains here on After Hours. What's up, Brian?
Tommy.
Hey.
How could they come out looking like this?
Yeah, but but look at how they're looking in the second half, though. I get it. The first half put them in a big hole, but right now they're within 15 and there's 8.5 to go in the game. So they have an opportunity. They are certainly within striking distance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I'm trying to remain positive. I'm making pizza bagels to hopefully bring us through.
I mean, pizza bagels are definitely something that can get you going. That's for sure. I mean, I prefer like a regular pizza, but you know, it's quick, it's easy, it's something you can do around the house. You fire up a couple pizza bagels, you put your feet up, you sit on the couch, and then you enjoy the Knicks come back in this game. Because that's about exactly what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. And like I said, get it to 10 or under 10 with about 5 minutes to go. Right now it's 8.5. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And yes, I will be on until 2 a.m. We'll also be on YouTube for the third straight Knicks game. Now, I won't be on immediately on YouTube. Craig and McMogglegal, and I would assume Gallo and the rest of the Carton Show, they will be on YouTube right after the game for about 20 or so minutes, and then they will hand the baton to me, and I will be on YouTube for the duration of my show. So figure, I don't know, I'm not going to try to sit here and predict when the game ends, but you know, 20 minutes after that, and then it'll be me, you, and everybody on the YouTube people. Which is good, and I think YouTube, as far as the show, is going to be something that we see going forward with After Hours. I don't know when it's going to be every single day, but my understanding, talking to my YouTube people, is that this show will be on YouTube going forward on a nightly basis, which certainly opens it up to those that aren't in the market or those that just like to consume content as far as YouTube. 15, 8 minutes to go, get it 10 or under in the next 3 minutes. That's the key. That's the mark that I have set. And so far, I've been pretty good about that. Like, the marks that I've set, the Knicks have, if they haven't hit it, that's a tough shot. If they haven't hit it, they've come damn close. The Spurs are just out of sorts. Look, they are hanging on for dear life in this game. They are hanging on for dear life. The Knicks have to make that run. And I got to be honest with you, your boy here is doing something that is quite challenging. Obviously, I'm an enormous Knicks fan. This is the biggest Knicks, certainly one of them. I mean, I 94, obviously, when they have a chance to win the championship in the clincher, but this is as big a Knicks game as I've ever seen in my life. And I have to sit here and talk to you on the radio while I'm watching them try to come back in this game. Not easy to do. But thankfully, I'm a generational talent, and I have the ability to do this. So let's go. They got it to 12 now. Get it in 10 and under in the next 2 minutes. Very easy to do. I might have set the bar too low. If they want to do better than that, great. The Spurs are all out of work. The problem, though, here...
They're in the bonus.
Bingo. Bingo. Just like in game 3, 7 minutes to go, the Spurs are in the bonus. That is not ideal. And look, I know a lot has been made about the officiating. I am not one that gets nuts about officiating. I'm just not. I equate it to honking a horn in traffic. It's just not something that I get down with as a sports fan. I know a lot of people love to complain about the officiating. And I'm not saying the officiating has been perfect in the series. It's been far from stellar. But the reason the Knicks lost game 3 is because the Knicks did not play well. The reason the Knicks were down in the first half tonight is because the Spurs played awesome and the Knicks weren't playing well. That's why, not because of officiating. It's understandable that as a fan, you get frustrated when a team that you root for loses and you want to look to blame somebody. So you blame either me for touching the money or you blame the officiating or you blame the president for being there, whatever, like Taylor Swift or who knows. You just blame whatever. You look to blame somebody because you're upset. But the reality is that the Spurs have outplayed the Knicks up until the third quarter, starting with the first quarter, or really the second quarter of game 3, the Knicks played it better, and then the third quarter tonight. But outside of that, so in the last was it, 4-7 quarters, Spurs have outplayed the Knicks 5 out of 7 of them, which is not ideal. But now you're looking to make a charge here. So it's 7 minutes, Knicks down 14. So get it under 10 with 5 minutes to go, and you are in amazing shape. Amazing shape. Literally amazing shape. And a lot of people are going to owe me apologies when this game ends up going through. And you know it will. We've seen enough with this Knick team, and the Garden's got to be going crazier. The Spurs are absolutely out of sorts. No, they're done. They're done. This game's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's going to be a fun one tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Timothy in Port Washington. What's up, Timothy?
Loogie, what's going on, brother?
What's up?
I got a quick question for you, dude. Do you remember the last time we talked was when you adopted your cat?
Yeah.
And I said that if Karl Anthony Towns is going to lead the New York Knicks to a championship, he's got to turn from the kitty cat to a lion?
Yep.
Tonight is the most important night of this man's career.
No doubt.
Wembanyama is bullying our whole team.
Yeah, but look, they've turned this around here. They've got it to within 11 with a couple minutes to go, with 6.5. They are well within strike. I mean, this game is, to me, is even Steven as far as I'm concerned. When you consider it was 27 at the half.
To the fourth quarter.
Yeah, which is what they got.
We're in this game.
Yeah.
But we need Cat. We need Cat.
Yeah, absolutely. No, 100%. He's as important as anybody, really, when the offense flows through him. And you see that other side of Karl Anthony Towns where he's got the intensity. He's got the eye of the tiger. That's where it's the most important. You know what I'm saying? And Cat's been, the first two games, he was amazing. He got an early foul trouble tonight, Timmy. But, you know, he's coming alive now, and the Knicks are coming alive. And they're right where I needed them to be. I said, get it under 10 with about 5 minutes to go. And they got it now at 11 with 6.5. So they are definitely right on schedule for the positive Tommy trade.
Dude, sometimes it's just like, you remember when you played a little flag football back in recess, a little two-hand touch?
Yeah, a little bit. I was never the biggest football guy because, quite frankly, I'm not a large person.
But I bet you had heart. I bet you had heart.
Did I have heart when it came to football? It depends. You know what I mean? But I hear what you're saying, but this team has a ton of heart, Tim.
No, but we need it from the big man.
Right,
we
but he's showing
him to go against Wembanyama,
yeah,
and he can't be bullied.
Yeah, but Timmy, they're not getting bullied right now. I would advise you to watch this because you're about to see something very special at Madison Square Garden. You're about to see a Knick comeback.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly start sit advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 11:21 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's buckle in. When we last left our heroes, by the way, I think the Knicks were down maybe 10 or so. I don't even know what the heck they were down, but they've gone on this ferocious run. They almost just took the lead, but Josh Hart missed a bunny. He missed an absolute bunny. The Spurs are so tight, it's not even funny. And Wemby's exhausted. The Spurs are so tight. Hart missed the bunny. And then Wemby went down the floor, and he got fouled. He just missed the first. So now it's a one-point lead for San Antonio. There's about a minute and a half to go. But I've been telling this all night. If you've listened to me, the Knicks are going to win this game. This is a team of destiny. Nothing is going to stop them. Now we're gonna just sit here together and watch this. I'm not gonna do play by play, but I'm gonna ramble until is that a word even ramble? I'm gonna vamp ramble. I can't give you play by play, but what I can do is just sit here and talk while the game is going on. I'm gonna sit here and talk, which is a tough spot. I could sit here and talk about whatever you want. The cat. You want to talk about the Mets? You want to talk about the Steve Cohen at the game? By the way, Brunson just taking over here. 888-808-1. Let's go. Knicks just took their first lead of the game. They were down 29 points. Got to listen to Positive Tommy. I mean, I came on the air and great things have happened. Amazing things have happened. That's the power of positivity. I've been trying to tell everybody that for years. That is the power of positivity. People just got to start listening to me more. That's all. This is a team of destiny. If you haven't believed it yet, maybe you'll believe it now. And the Spurs, you could just see it in the second half. The Spurs just got tight and tight and tight and tight and tight and tight. And now the Knicks have an opportunity up one with about a minute to go to really put themselves in a great situation here. Again, we can't do play-by-play, but I can't sit here and just talk about it. I can't have dead air, that's for sure. We can't have dead air for more than 10 seconds. I could probably just give you, and then start talking, and then a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I can make guttural noises, though. I think that's fair. I think we can make guttural noises. Not sure what the heck just happened there. And this is the problem, too. I don't have the sound on, so I'm just going off of whatever the heck it is I'm going off of. But, you know, it was a big shot, Alvarado, when they were down 7. Late in the shot clock, he hit a huge 3. And if he had missed that, you know, who knows where we'd be at in this game. But that was, and Alvarado, I think he had a layup too. Jose is just, and you know, that's been my guy, a guy I've been talking about the Knicks should get for a while, and then they finally got him. He's been unbelievable. But this fourth quarter, I mean, the Knicks have dominated this half. And here we are, 40 seconds to go. Looks like they might be going to a timeout, but there's about 40 seconds to go in this game, and the Knicks are up 1. This is their first lead of the game. They were down at 1.29. And I keep trying to tell everybody, doesn't matter if they're down 29, it doesn't matter if they're down 30, doesn't matter if they're down 50, doesn't matter if they're down 100, they fight and they have a ton of heart. They have a ton of heart. And that's what it's a team of destiny. You know, 53 years of watching this, the basketball gods sort of turn their back. You're going to get this at some point. You're going to get, and look, you're facing a team too in San Antonio, which I also talked about. They're young. They're inexperienced. They're not ready for this moment. As talented and as gifted as they are, they're not ready for this moment. They are not ready for what's about to take place. And I say this going into this series. They were not ready for what you need to have to win a championship, which is understandable. I mean, their best players are all under 23 years old. And they just came off a couple of grueling series in a row. The Knicks have more in the tank as far as gas. They have more experience. They have more, I think, leadership at this point. And they just really have the stars aligned for them. And this all started when Positive Tommy came on the air tonight. I told you that. I said it as soon as I walked on the air here at 10 o'clock, right on the dot. It was at halftime. They were down, whatever the heck they were down, 27. And it's been at the most 29. I talked you through it. You could, if you didn't hear the show, you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to all of it. But I guaranteed victory. I don't know if I clearly guaranteed victory on the air, but I definitely did it on social media. But yeah, we have about 40 seconds to go here, so I'll get myself ready to... I can't do play-by-play, but you can tell by my reaction what's going on. You can tell by my reaction what's going on. Spurs have the ball, by the way. Can't do play-by-play. Can't do play-by-play. Can't do play-by-play. Well, but I don't know what constitutes play-by-play. If I could just say what happened after it happens, I don't think that's play-by-play. I can't literally be like, oh, this guy's got the ball and he shoots, and that I can't do. But what I can tell you is after the fact, and it looks like the Spurs, they missed the shot. Castle got the rebound. This is not play-by-play. This has already happened. Castle got the rebound. Castle's great, too. He was awesome in UConn. And it looked like he was fouled on the shot. Yeah, he was fouled. And Wemby missed a couple of free throws as well earlier. You know, Hart missed the bunny. Alvarado, I still go back to Alvarado, who I love. Obviously, a local guy, grew up a Knick fan. He had so many big shots in this game. And the one that he had that when it was, the Knicks were down 7, it was late in the shot clock. If he had missed that 3, it got him to 4. If he had missed that, probably the Knicks would have been in trouble. You know, I'm never ready to say that they're done, it's over, they're in huge trouble. But that was one of those ones that kept them close. You always want to chip away, you always want to fight, and you always want to be in an opportunity. And look, this series has been razor tight. Every game has come down to the wire. Every game has come down to the final buzzer. Every game has come down to who's going to execute. And if there's any doubt in your mind, I mean, Brunson's getting the ball here and making a shot, and they're going to win the game. Now, there's only 30 seconds, so you're going to have an opportunity here for both teams to touch the ball. But this is Jalen Brunson time. This is Captain Clutch. This is the best clutch shooter in the sport. This is Jalen Brunson doing what he does. And that's putting the cape on, hitting a game-winning shot, and the Spurs missing it. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. By the way, they went to a timeout. So I'm not. If you are listening, and if you are,
I guess
I appreciate
you can say what happened just now.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel like. It's one of those things where I think if it's after the fact, because what constitutes play-by-play, I could kind of give you the play-by-play after, and then it's really not play-by-play. It's more that I'm the analysis guy, you know, the color commentator. So what happened...
Recapping.
I like that. So what happened was Castle did get fouled. He made both free throws. And Castle's got championship DNA. He won at UConn. He's terrific. He made both free throws. By the way, inside baseball, Alex, how many spots do we have left minute-wise? Because I just want to make... Like, are we able to break? Because when this game ends, obviously people are going to be calling up. We're going to be talking. Oh, 5? Oh, perfect. Oh, amazing. Yeah, so we could go right up to like 55. Beautiful. Beautiful. So I timed that out as I just, inside baseball here. I timed it out on the air perfectly by getting us in a situation. But yeah, to me, this is Brunson time, and this is where he is the man. And look, if another guy's open, hit him. But obviously, we all know where the basketball is going, and I'm sure the Spurs know that, but you know what? Greatness sometimes takes over, and Jalen Brunson is Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter. That's just this is his team. This is his moment. This is his legacy. This is his opportunity to be the guy, and that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay, recapping. Brunson got blocked or missed, and then OG Anunoby, who is just so freaking awesome, OG got a block on Fox, who was going up for a layup. They would have had the Spurs up by 6. So OG with 2 incredible defensive plays back. What a game. What a game. What a series. Even if you're not a Knick fan, which obviously we all are, even if you're not a Spurs fan, you could appreciate the moment here, what we're watching, and that is one of the great, you know, back and forth, amazing, you know, NBA finals. And obviously with the history with the Knicks. So where we stand right now, it's 5.5 seconds left, 1 minute to go, and the Knicks have the ball. Now, I don't know, Alex, what happened there to kind of before the timeout, it looked like Alvarado had the ball right around midcourt, and then they
had a foul to give.
Gotcha. See, I wouldn't have, I don't know if I'd use it there. I would probably.
What, they went too quick with the foul?
I think so. And I thought they did that too in game two, or was it game? I think yeah, game two, they went too quickly with the foul to give. And it feels like they did it again there. But what are you going to do? Can you do me a favor there, handsome Alex? Can you do me a favor? Can you fill up my water here? Because my voice is starting to get a little hoarse. A little bit of the.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson thing?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm legitimately in need of water here. So just go get the water. You'll be back in time. I promise. You won't miss anything. And if you have to watch in the newsroom, you have to watch in the newsroom. Is it coming back? Yeah, you got time. Just quickly fill that water up for me, Hanson. Do you think he went... So you think... Alex, you think he went over and back? Are they looking at that now? We might... Nah, he didn't go over and back. So the Knicks have the ball here. 5.5 seconds left. You know where it's going. This is Brunson's team. This is Brunson's moment. This is... Everything you dream about as a kid, New York City, NBA Finals, a chance to win the whole damn thing.
Don't look at the score. That's ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to look. Oh, I won't look here. I'm sorry, Alex. That's what makes you a great producer. You have it all set up here. So I can't do play-by-play, but we're damn sure going to react. Oh! Let's go! Let's go! All heart! All heart! Pandemonium at the Garden! All heart! OG Anunoby! With the tip-in! With the tip-in! There's my guy! Jerry Seinfeld, by the way. Let's go! What a moment! Down 29! Heart! Grit! Determination! This is the Knicks' year! This is their year! They're a team of destiny! If you didn't know... Going in, now you know. Now you know. What a moment. What a moment. An all-time Garden moment. History in the making. What a moment. I would imagine Digital should get that reaction there, Alex. I gotta text them. I don't even know how to do that. Digital, if you're listening, I just went crazy when they hit that, when OG. So Brunson took a three that was way too far out. But OG, Johnny on the spot with a amazing tip-in. And it rips the heart out of the Spurs here. Rips the absolute heart out of the Spurs. Crazy. One of the all-time great sporting events. Now, 1.2 seconds left for San Antonio, who does have a timeout. The Knicks obviously don't have a foul to give here, so it's the last thing you want to do is put them at the line. But, I mean, what more do you need from positive Tommy here? So we have that reaction, so hopefully Digital got that. You're about to get another one here from me. Knicks are winning this game. I thought it would be Brunson and end up being OG. OG's the MVP. He's been so good in this series, and he really changed everything. All right, 2 seconds left. Knicks are up one. We are all witnessing one of the great historical moments in... Yes! Let's go! Knicks win! Knicks win! One of the great comebacks in the history of New York sports! One of the great moments in the history of the Knicks! One of the greatest moments in the history of New York sports! Down 29! All heart! Guts! Determination, New York City. If you don't believe this team is the team of destiny, then believe it now. They come back, largest comeback win in NBA Finals history. Let's go. Let's go. I'll see you at the parade. It's a wrap. What a moment. What a moment. Smile, Jalen. It's over. It's over in five, which is what I said it would be. Knicks in five. Knicks in five. The minute I'm going to take some bows. The minute I got on the air, I said, this game ain't over. Positive Tommy enters the frame at 10 o'clock at halftime. Knicks are on the ropes. And look what happens. Look what I gave you. And look what this team gave you, gave us, this city. the greatest win in the history of this city. Down 29 points. Essentially at the buzzer, OG Anunoby. Quiet, stoic, but he is the MVP of this series, and he will now live in history for that moment. In history. Let's go! Come on! 33 points. Give that man the MVP. Give OG Anunoby that MVP. I told you he would break Wemby. Let's hear from the Spurs fans who bookmarked all my videos. Alex, make sure Digital gets all these clips here, because if they get me just talking about the game, who gives a rat's ass about me talking about the game? They better get the reaction. Digital on line one, please. I can't talk to them right now because I don't have my phone out. Oh, I already see stuff up going up. Let's go! Told ya! This is a team of destiny. 53 years. 53. That's a long time to wait. A lifetime for some. Yours truly included. The wait is over. It's a wrap. Knicks in five. I'll see you at the parade. The coalition was looking to come after me tonight, huh? Yeah. And anybody that gave up, shame on you. Don't ever give up on this team. Don't ever give up on this team or this city. And don't ever give up on Positive Tommy, by the way. Because I believe in the power of positivity. Damn it, I wish you guys were with me from 10 o'clock. I know most of you were watching the game. But go back on the Odyssey app and listen. Because I said it from the second I got on tonight. 10 o'clock. Everything changed. You think my face is going to be red on the videos here? Probably a little rosacea going on. What a win! The greatest win in the history of the Knicks. The greatest comeback victory in the history of this city.
Did you hear me what I said before? No. Like, I think it was like 25 points. Zach was still hosting.
Yes.
I literally said, it will be the greatest win in Knicks history.
Yep.
If they come back.
And it's not only, and I said it on the air all night, this will be Positive Tommy's finest hour. And it's the Knicks' finest hour. Because there's no quit in this team. All they do is fight, 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 fight. We got there. We got across the finish line. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I got you for 2+ more hours. A night of celebration. A night that we'll never forget. A moment that we'll never forget. The night the Knicks won the NBA championship. Because it's a wrap. It's over. It's Knicks in five. It's always been Knicks in five.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
11:43 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lukey. What a night. The greatest night in the history of New York sports. The greatest night in the history of this franchise. 53 long years. The wait is over. The wait is over. Greatest comeback in the history of the finals. Greatest comeback in the history of this franchise. This team doesn't die. They fight, they fight, they fight. Knicks in five. It's always been Knicks in five. The greatest sporting event that you will ever witness. If you were lucky enough to be at Madison Square Garden tonight, hold on to that memory for the rest of your life and cherish it because you saw the greatest game that you'll ever see. And yeah, I'm going to take a little credit. The minute I got on the air, Knicks are down a million at half. And through the power of positivity, through positive Tommy, through my declaration, not only on the air, but on social media, the Knicks found the way to complete the largest comeback win in finals history. It's over. See you at the parade on Monday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ram is in Jersey City, New Jersey. What's up, Ram?
You did it. You did it. Yes, I did. You said it from the very beginning. Five. Look at the stadium. Nobody left. Our fans were there. The whole game, we stuck it out and we saw a beautiful game. The best game I've ever seen in my life, hands down. Unbelievable.
The greatest thing you'll ever see, Ram. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to all my fellow Knicks fans. A moment, a night that we will never, ever, 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 ever forget. Barry is calling from Lakewood. What's up, Barry? Barry, you got to be ready to go here. We got this huge win. Come on. Let's go to Brian on the fan. What's up, Brian?
President, listen, they were down 29. I was set up. I was listening to the game on the radio. I said, I can't deal with this anymore. I went on ESPN Gamecast. Your show came on. You were saying, tip away, tip away, tip away. And they kept on missing shot after shot.
Yeah, the Spurs got super tight, and you could just
to the fourth quarter.
You could just feel it. Yep.
I said, oh my God, they're gonna win this game. They're gonna win this game. We didn't come this lose this game. You know, they're right at the end of the fourth quarter.
Brian, I gotta let you go, handsome, because the line there is terrible. But I understand the excitement, I understand the passion, and how it could lead to a bad cell phone service. Unbelievable. But is it, though? Because this team has shown this type of heart, this type of grit, this type of never-say-die attitude and tenacity this entire run. The Knicks and this team have, it's emotional to talk about. They have given this great city, the greatest city in the world, a run and moment after moment that we will take with us for the rest of our lives. We'll tell our kids, we'll tell our grandkids about. The entire city is alive right now because of what this team has done for us. 53 years for some, a lifetime for somebody like me. It was worth it for this, for games like this. I might even take my pants off. There's a digital clip. You'll get 3 million views on that bad boy. Of course, it's completely unprofessional, but I want to be on the streets right now with everybody enjoying this. Don't ever, ever, ever doubt the Knicks. And don't ever doubt positive Tommy. Let's go to David in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, David?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey. You know, the Knicks are crazy. I doubted them in the beginning of the game.
You can't.
I thought Jalen Brunson wasn't doing good. But OG, Anunoby, everything. We won even though the rest, in my opinion, were cheating.
Yeah, they're not enough. I can't listen to people. Stop at the refs! And Jalen Brunson, let's be honest, he took a bad shot there. I did not like that shot at all. But OG Anunoby, I mean, what more can you say about this guy? He's Kawhi Leonard. He's the MVP of this series. He is the man. And when OG Anunoby was brought here, and you trade IQ, you trade RJ Barrett, I know a lot of people were upset about that because you're getting rid of homegrown guys. But you know what? You got a damn good basketball player on both ends of the floor. I might even pass out during the show the way I'm going right now, but I got you for another 2 hours, baby. We might go streaking. That'll be a sight. OG Anunoby has been the difference maker for this team. He's the MVP of this series, and he just provided one of those moments that you'll remember forever. Eli to Tyree, Eli to Manningham, Jeter flip play, all the great plays, anyone from those Yankee dynasties in the 90s, the OG Anunoby tip in there to win the championship for the Knicks. And yeah, they won the championship. It's Knicks in five. You know what? I dare anybody to doubt me. I dare you. Step up. Doubt me. Doubt anything I've said over the last couple weeks. It's Knicks in five. It's always been Knicks in five. And we are witnessing the greatest run in the history of this town. With all due respect to any of those Yankee teams, with all due respect to the Giants that knocked off the undefeated Patriots, this is the greatest run in the history of this town. And tonight was the greatest moment that I have ever... To be here and to be on the radio and just to be a part of the fabric of this basketball team that I love so much and this radio station that I love so much and to just feel this moment is absolutely just emotional, to say the least. Let's go to Justin in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on? Amazing win. I can't believe they came back and did it, but I don't know how Mike Brown's not playing, calling plays for OG late in the game. Jalen's dribbling into the corner.
Justin, won the game.
I don't care what you say. Mike Brown's got to make...
You're done! You're complaining? They just came back from 29 points, and you're complaining? Honestly, I'll talk to myself for the next 2 hours if that's the type of crap we're going to hear. Are you serious? Well, you know, they dribbled in the corner. Get lost, bro. Get lost. You did nothing wrong there, Alex. Don't look like you did anything wrong behind the glass. That's Justin and Dobbs Ferry. Are you seriously? Serious? You're pulling my leg right now. You have to be. I don't know why they just came back from 29 points to win the championship, and you're complaining about Mike Brown? Barry's in Lakewood. What's up, Barry?
Logan!
What's up, brother?
Logan, I cannot believe it! Loogie, I knew you were right, Loogie.
Of course.
Loogie, I knew you were right the whole time.
That's why you should always believe
it.
You got to believe. I get it. That's why I'm a generational talent. That's why I'm the future, not only this radio station, but of the business. I don't know what more I have to show everybody out there. But this Knick team, enough about me. This Knick team is, they are so great. We love them so much. And for them to have this type of night, a night that we will never forget, an all-time amazing New York sports moment, capping off the greatest comeback in the history of the finals. Absolutely electric. As we all take a collective deep breath here, but we're going to be partying because now the party's on. The parade is Monday. It's over. Saturday night, it's a wrap. That's the coronation. The Spurs are done. There's no shot you recover from this. And you could see it throughout the game. I was on the air saying it. Oh, you go back on the Odyssey app and listen. Spurs are tight. 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 Get this game close. Get this game close. Now, I thought Brunson would be the hero, and this hasn't been his series. But you know what? The reason the Knicks are going to win the championship, it's not because of one guy. Jalen's the king. Jalen turned this franchise around. But the reason the Knicks are winning a championship is because they have the best starting five in the NBA. They have Leon Rose, who built this team brick by brick. Yes, they have James Dolan, who hired Leon Rose. They made the correct coaching decision by getting rid of Tibbs and hiring Mike Brown. It's a collective effort. Jose Alvarado, my guy, who I've been screaming for months and months and months to be a Knick so that the Knicks could go out and acquire him. That's what I wanted. How awesome was he tonight? A guy that grew up in this area, that grew up in this city, that grew up being a Knick fan, like all of us. That's why they're winning a championship. This is a team. T-E-A-M. I can't even spell team at this point. I think that's how you spell it. What a team. What a night. What a moment. And what a celebration. It was worth the wait. It was worth the wait as a Knick fan to be a part of this. There are championship runs, and then there are these type of championship runs that are beyond special. And this group, and from Dolan on down, will be beloved forever and ever and ever and ever and ever in New York sports lore, in this city, in this tri-state area. This is a special group. Very special. And everything aligned for this team this year. And now we as New Yorkers, we as Knick fans, enjoy the F out of tonight. Enjoy the next two nights of celebrating. Enjoy Saturday night, the coronation, and then enjoy that parade. I'll see you out there. It's Knicks in five. It's always been Knicks in five. And one might say you could take it to the bank. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All right, here's the deal. After Hours rolls on for the next 2 hours. I got you till 2 a.m. You can keep it locked here on WFAN, on the FM, on the AM, also on the Odyssey app. Coming up, I would imagine, a little bit after the top of the hour, for my YouTube people out there, I will be live on YouTube as well. So I'll be on the fan and on YouTube. So you get to hear me, you get to see me, you get all the positive Tommy. That's right, baby, the whole thing. You get every piece of me. In what is the greatest sports night as a Knick fan of my life. And a night that none of us will ever forget. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. I may pass out during the break, but that's okay. They'll revive me here. We got a great medical staff. It's actually just me and Alex here. If you don't know mouth-to-mouth, Alex, you better learn. Is it mouth-to-mouth or is it CPR? I think mouth-to-mouth. Is we're not really... Nah, I don't know if we're at that stage of our relationship to call Heimlich. Mouth-to-mouth. Heimlich! That's the word. Well, the Heimlich would be I'm choking.
Oh, no, that's right.
If Positive Tommy passes out, we need Positive Tommy revival here, baby. That's right. We don't have an AI Positive Tommy. Sorry for the yelling. We'll go to break. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.